is this something you hold back more?
You know, I swear from time to time. I don't have a fucking problem with it, but, you know,
yeah, that's really fucking nice, dude. You drinking anything right now?
I am drinking Macallan 12-year on the rocks.
Oh, that's beautiful. You want to know what fucking soft-ass drink I'm having? I'm having some Darjeeling tea. It's very, very soothing.
Nice, nice. I'm more of an Earl Grey man myself, but, you know, I definitely like all kinds of different teas. Let's...
Yeah,
there's something I know that, like, I wanted to bring up as a good topic.
did it have literally anything to do with virtual YouTubers?
Oh, yeah, VTubers, VTubers. Tell me... I know you have aggressively fallen down the VTuber hole, so tell me about your favorite VTubers.
Oh, God. Okay. Alright, let's just fucking light this off with a bang then. At the moment, I think Corona is a lot of fun, and I also think Pecora is a bunch of fun. I think they're both, if I want to like say like people who actually make me laugh and I enjoy watching them, it's probably those two. It's cause, I mean, Pecora is like an audible shit poster, and I enjoy that, you know, she's always, like, fucking around, and then she did the Metal Gear things, and then she streamed fucking Mordhau or some shit, and that was way more fun than it had any right to be. So those are my two favorites right now, but I'm also subscribed to, like, five others or some shit, but those two are, like, endlessly entertaining for me. I know you are a fan of...
that they are perhaps rotting your brain cells away?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't have... What are my hobbies? Video games, anime when I feel like watching one every 15 years, and fucking VTubers. Hey, whatever. Nice. Yeah, and there you go.
I will admit, I do enjoy the occasional VTuber shitpost, especially Hachima, because she does the stupidest shit. I saw one today where she tries to cook takoyaki and invites some other one to watch, and the one she invites is like a really good cook. And Hachima's fucking retarded, so she can't cook anything. And it's just incredibly funny watching this other VTuber get extremely pissed as Hachima's, like, forgetting to put oil in the pan. She can't find the proper ingredients for takoyaki because she's a fucking Aussie. And, it's just an absolute disaster at all turns, and it's great.
I've seen her recent cooking videos, the one she made with the cola and the Mentos. It's like, it was like a beef cola Mentos soup, and it was fucking disgusting to watch. But you know, it's interesting though, because you can't really like look away. You're like, okay, she's kind of just going full fucking nuclear, right? I might as well just see where this goes at this point. And I think I know which one you're talking about too. I think I'm pretty sure it was
posting
Luna.
Posting screen caps in the thread. The fucking one. She doesn't have proper oil, so she's just throwing olive oil in the pan instead. The other YouTuber's just screaming.
I think it was Luna that was like reviewing that one, where she looked at it, and she looked at it, and despite being someone who's like always kind of silly, she kind of went very serious for a moment. And described the use of, like, olive oil.
And, pretty great.
Like, she was so shocked about how shitty this girl's cooking was that she had to go into a serious discussion about the use of olive oil with cooking. She was so disgusted. People are posting her in the thread right now. Her That's expression great. Says everything. It's just one of very, very intense concern. Shava, what do you think of this image? I like it. Is that all you wanted? Yeah, it's very nice.
Here's
I'm also
another one. So speaking of Fate Go, is I'm seeing somebody post a really good image of these two characters here. How does one pronounce Medib? Or Medib? Or, you know, the Queen of Thoughts?
Okay.
Pronounce
that's actually
that
how
name.
It's spelled? Medb? Medb.
It's spelled Medb. Medbuh.
It could just be, you know what, it could be Meb too. The D could be silent because it's...
I looked it up on Google, and I've never read a sentence that has me, like, even more confused than when I hadn't read the sentence. It told me nothing.
Is that
they
like Skah? Like,
phonetic alphabet stuff that I just don't understand.
Skah. And Koo...
Medbi, Koo Tulane. Maev, Medabi, Metabots, Meibu.
I think Metabots has to be it, right?
Yeah, Metabots is what I'm gonna call her from now on. I mean, fucking Scat Hatch is actually Skaha, so who the fuck knows what those Gaelic drunks are doing over there?
Dude, I actually kind of had an idea of how to pronounce Skahach or Skahach. Fucking, I feel like you have to add the ha at the end. But I kind of had an idea of how to pronounce that because she's a demon you actually fucking use in Shin Megami Tensei. So it was like something I saw before, and I was like, how the fuck do you pronounce that shit? And I went around looking for it, and you know, soon enough, she becomes a fate character who is unsurprisingly hot, like all the others. And she's also Koo's teacher, so I was like, holy fuck, this is dope. But yeah, her fucking name is a little autistic, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Scat Hatch.
The Scat Hatch.
I think Scat Hatch is like the fucking original, like I'm great. Fuck, I'm in elementary school and I don't know how to pronounce shit.
Somebody's asking, am I using VTuber music? Yeah, this track is actually the you know, I don't know if you know Poche Goya, the person who draws Ane Narumono and who drew those three really good Dagashikashi doujins and a bunch of other hot ones. She does a little VTuber side project and she uses this music, and I don't know how she got it, but it's like the sickest beat. I love it. It's actually my ringtone right now. I'm not really, like, into her channel or anything, but this particular track is nice. So that's what I'm using.
I can't even listen to it, because if I turn it on, I'm going to hear our voices, and then I'm going to get fucking confuzzled all over the place. Dude, you see that picture somebody posted in the thread? With all the guys holding hands, like, with, like, pizza on the table? And there's the dog in the middle?
I'm seeing three asses right now.
It's,
I did see that picture, though. They call that the council. The Council of Papa John.
Oh, I was gonna say that just looks like the average cheat day to me. So I was gonna say like this looks like it's been awaited. Yeah, somebody posted it again, spoiled it, but that's just been when you've been waiting too fucking long to have pizza.
Yeah, I mean,
they're holding hands in prayer. That dog looks so happy, even though he's probably not gonna get any.
Me on the left. I love how the dude all the way on the left actually just straight up looks like the fucking, like, Chad image of that guy that's always in black and white.
Yeah.
Like the same dude. 5 o'clock shadow and everything.
There's the image that people post where it's like, oh yes, this thing, you know, this thing I like equals Chad, and this thing that you don't like, or this thing that you don't, or thing that you like does not equal Chad.
For the record, I could never eat perfect enough to get that kind of a fucking figure. Like, even if I worked out all day, I would just go bear mode, because I still eat carbs.
And I wouldn't say there's anything wrong with bear mode. Like, that's... the thing these guys are going for is, like, unbelievable dedication. That's... Yeah. I don't even
They're
think...
definitely at the gym every fucking day, except maybe one day a week.
And this is that day.
Yeah, this was that day.
They fucking each have like three pizzas.
Alright, Chava. You gotta tell me, what weeaboo bullshit have you been consuming lately? Give me your
bullshit.
Latest mental acquisitions.
Well, very recently I finished Persona 4. Since it came on fucking PC, and that was fun. I mean, if I could say like weeaboo shit, that is, I mean, that's just a fun game. That's a very fun game. If that's what meant.
Is that a fun game? Because I thought it fucking sucked. I dropped 3 and 4.
Like actually, Or are you? Yeah. I can't tell. You have like sarcasm in your tone, so I can't.
I got about 20 hours into 4, and I dropped them both. I think that the dungeon crawling in those games is so fucking awful that I'd rather go fight mobs in Neptunia. The levels are so uninspired, boring, algorithmically generated that I've seen indie roguelikes with better level design. It's the same boring ass room laid out in a maze by a fucking schizophrenic on pills, and it's like, oh, here, do this for 20 hours until we get to some homo boy story in the sauna. Guess what? I don't fucking care. I don't care at all. Yeah, the music is great. I'm not gonna deny that Persona has some dang tunes, but everything else about it is subpar dog shit.
Really? Okay, that's interesting. I figure it's probably like so it's exclusively the dungeon design then. It's not anything else. You enjoyed everything else, or did you also?
Yeah,
I was
fine with the social system. I think the actual Persona designs are pretty cool, but like the problem is that the dungeon crawling is at least 75% of the gameplay, and it sucks.
See, that's pretty interesting to say about Persona, because I mean, when I hear about Persona, it's like. But a lot of people would say, like, it's probably, like, 60% of it is, like, the visual novel shit. And then, like, maybe 40% of it is the actual dungeons and, like, fusing and shit like that. But it's honestly, a lot of it is also, like, ingrained with, like, the actual, like, mainline series. So, I mean, it wasn't until Persona 5 where they actually took the time to make, like, unique dungeons that had, that weren't randomly generated, like, 3 and 4 were.
But I've heard this, and that's, like, the only reason I've considered giving Persona a try again, but I just have a lot of other games. In fact, part of the reason why I did a retro theme tonight was because I picked up a Sega Genesis Mini, and I've been having some fun with Echo the Dolphin, which is
that's pretty good. Cool,
because it's, like, that's a weird, clunky, retro, like, platforming game with, like, subtle horror elements. It's, like, the horror at the bottom of the ocean.
Right, if I remember correctly, the shit you're fighting in Echo the Dolphin is, like, is a little, like, eerie at times, because it's,
Yeah, it goes from, like, hostile sea creatures to, like, fucking aliens at the bottom of the depths, and it's like, oh my god.
Oh, that's probably why you like it, then, because it's, you know, you could relate it with Bloodborne, you know? It's your jam, like, it's fucking...
It's just spooky. You know, I embrace Bloodborne, all the spooky.
Bloodborne leads, you know, you start from fucking werewolves, and then you're fighting mushroom-headed people and aliens and shit. And,
yeah, that's true.
You know, maybe Echo the Dolphin is, like, the same thing. You start off with relatively normal enemies, and you're fighting, like, other fish or whatever the fuck you fight in that game, and then it just leads into cosmic horrors, and maybe you're into that. What is this old man picture?
Yeah, it's true. Oh, man. whoever just posted that Iori Rinko ass, thank you. Iori Rinko may be the hottest MILF in anime history.
I mean, yeah, that might be right.
Like, God damn, I would give that kid a younger brother in a second. Or sister, maybe. I don't know.
I haven't even watched the fucking show she's from. I just know I have like dozens of her favorited on X Sentai. Like she just has that kind of design, man. It's, like,
she does.
Fuck?
Those fucking sweater puppies and everything, those hips, oh my god. Now,
yeah,
I will say
I'm a victim of
that Gundam Build Fighters in general, especially the first series, is incredible and is way better than it has any right to be for a toy commercial. Really cool characters, great music, great fights, actual characters you can be invested in. Like, it's a legitimately good series. And it has MILFzilla, so I recommend it to anybody.
MILFzilla. That's nice. That's good. So you can have fun with it, and you can jerk off to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, somebody posted Try was shit. Try was pretty shit. I didn't even give Divers a try. But yeah, Gundam BF Tri was mediocre. The characters weren't as good. But it did have, whatever her name is. Somebody posted that, like, lewd image of her head. Fuka? Funamore? Whatever. The girl on the team. She was really hot. And Chibiko Bitch Tri is a great doujin.
Is that the bitch in the, fucking, what is it? God, what? She's got, like, the sporty clothing, right? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna go dig up an image of that doujin that I just mentioned, and I'll post it in the thread. Shouldn't take me long.
Is somebody on Maguka actually telling me that's mean? Please be nicer. Somebody on Maguka? If you're on Maguka, don't tell other people to be nice.
Damn.
You're not allowed.
Oh, here we go. I'll post the cover.
Maguka.
There it is. This is one of my absolute favorite Vanilla Dojins of all time. It's so good. I mean, this artist is just ace in general, but really great Dojin. Goddamn.
How many pages do you have favored in an X Sentai, out of curiosity?
I'm a downloader. I don't have anything favorited.
Oh, really? I got eight pages.
I keep a local archive so that when Sad Panda goes down, someday I'll have my capsule.
I downloaded a bunch of stuff from X Hunt. Like, you mean, you remember that fucking purge that was going on, right? Or whatever?
And the whole time I was sitting back chuckling as everybody was like, oh no, what am I going to do with my favorites? And I was like, you could download them, idiot.
I actually went through during that time just in case, and I realized a lot of the stuff I downloaded wasn't, rather, a lot of the stuff I had favorited. There was a lot of shit that I could just remember, and I wouldn't care at all.
That's fair. I definitely have more in my archives than I must have, but I still like having them. Somebody wrote, he doesn't have his doujins physically. Joke's on you, I have a lot of them physically. Some of my favorite particular artists, I'll buy their stuff, like Kakuzato, Takatsu, I have a bunch of Tankoban, I'm gonna collect Anenarumono, Pochi does the, like...
Can you show your mom? Like,
what's that?
You show your mom?
Of course not. I have a fucking, like, literal chest with a lock on it that's in my closet, under clothes, in the back, literally under a Dakimakura. The Dakimakura is the distraction.
What, so she's gonna see that and be stopped? She's gonna stop in her tracks?
Yep. She's gonna be like, what is this? And I'll be like, not as bad as the thing you're ignoring.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, see, you gotta have the... Dougal, please confirm you are a girl, own a guy. Well, we're all girls on Meguka. What are you talking about?
I was gonna say, she's already, like, heard you singing. I mean, what's the worst that could happen if she sees your taste in doujins? And your fucking wild ass taste.
Ew, man. My taste does get pretty wild.
It's just one of those things that no matter what, there'll always be a sense of shame that comes with it. That's just like, please God, of all the things she has to see, not fucking this.
Yeah. You know what? Actually, Somebody posted this in the thread and got dogpiled, and this is a fun one to talk about. So, I absolutely love the word based. I think it's one of the only parts of, like, old 4chan culture that's still any good, and I think it's a shame that for some weird-ass reason people are, like, turning on it all of a sudden. Like, what the fuck happened? Why is everyone turning on based? Okay, okay.
look at Maguka fucking exploding.
I know. Shava. Shall I give me an answer if you have one, but if not, Gukas, give me an actual reason why based is bad.
I can tell you right now, I don't really care for the word or not. I've never used it. I've never used it for any situation, but seeing other people use it doesn't fucking bother me either. I don't think it matters.
Maybe,
I think I get the meaning
I'm
behind
just,
the word.
So people are saying it's that normal fags
like,
have co-opted
oh, this,
it.
This thing is cool.
Yeah, maybe I'm lucky enough to not interact with the normal fags enough to know that it's been co-opted. Because I have no idea. I have never heard normal fags use it. So maybe I'm just thankfully in my bubble and I just don't know this. That's a shame.
I think Kipu used it too. You use it? I mean, it wouldn't be weird. I don't think it's weird. Maguka doesn't like it, but I just don't care either way.
I'm watching this post come to life. Hey, Dougal, you're conveniently ignoring the truth. It's fucking Facebook likes. What on earth does that even mean?
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that even mean?
It's Facebook likes.
It reminds me of when people on 4chan are like, oh, I don't like this, so it's Reddit. This is a Reddit anime. Like, what the fuck does that mean? It's just anything I don't like is Reddit. Like, yes, Reddit sucks, but it's not just everything.
The only, actually,
thanks
the only
for
use
the
I've
gold,
seen for
kind
it...
strangers.
Anytime I've had a question for, like, hey, how does so-and-so work in a video game, right? I want to say, maybe like 10 years ago, you would search up a question for a video game, and it would be a GameFAQs link that would pop up. Nowadays, it is a Reddit link. Somebody has asked the question on the shitty, like, Reddit subboard, and that will pop up. And that is the only time I've ever seen what the layout of the website looks like, because I needed to see if my question was answered, because there wasn't a fucking GameFAQs link for it. And that's
the only thing I've seen for it. Are you old enough to have been around for the era of dial-up internet?
I mean, yeah, probably. I was probably a fucking fetus at the time, but I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Did you ever have to go on like fucking GameRevolution.com and wait for cheat codes and have your website load for like 20 minutes while you were?
I've never had to wait for cheat codes. Anytime I was a fucking little kid looking up cheat codes for like, I don't know, fucking Roller Coaster Tycoon or like StarCraft or some shit, I never had to wait for cheat codes. I just saw them and I was like, oh, okay, there is no cow level. Sweet, we're done. No. I've never had to wait, thankfully. But I do recall something about like, hey, get off the phone, we can't use so and so.
That was the worst.
And I remember that, and I remember like you had to it was so shitty and slow back then. And it's still shitty and slow because fucking our internet providers go like do backflips and jump through like hoops of fire to fuck our asses. So there's like it's like a little bit faster from back then, but that's about it.
Someone's posting a mocking Machi Kaido Makuzoku Doku image of cute pink magical girl who conveniently curses MC's family to poverty, sneering as she says, "So stupid he can't solve gameus by himself." And see, you must be a fucking zoomer, because for those of us who played video games back in the day when we were young, us boomers, fucking cheat codes were not about beating the game. Cheat codes were about breaking the game to have fun.
They were about fun.
If you didn't fucking
you
like
big head
crash
mode,
cars into like... skyscrapers in GTA 3 by turning on moon gravity, you don't know what you were missing.
If you weren't playing Roller Coaster Tycoon and you enabled the cheat code where guests would ride your fucking death roller coasters no matter what, you were fucking up. You weren't having fun. You weren't playing the game correctly. You had to name a guest some stupid bullshit, and then they would ride your garbage-ass roller coasters. And you gotta understand, me being like, I don't know, what the fuck was I, like 7, 8 years old at the time or some shit? A kid making a roller coaster in that game is not gonna work. You have no concept of physics. Or G-Force or nothing. You just make a fucking death machine and have people go on it. There's no way they're gonna fucking write it unless you put in that cheat code.
Dougal, stop derailing the thread. As the great Aizen once said, when were you under the impression that this thread had rails?
I don't think there's ever rails, especially when we're talking about shit. I think we collectively make the most people mad when we talk about things. I want to say that. Like, I think we do a great job of it. It's almost impressive how
true.
You just see a giant wall of yellow light up in the thread and know that your shit-talking was successful in some way. It's, like, very satisfying. That's a very cute Lulu image, by the way. That 8,000 by 7,000 Lulu.
Jesus Christ.
That picture's me at all times.
That I have seen the one clip where she's like playing Animal Crossing and her fucking rig breaks and she just like gives the camera a fucking like death stare. Pretty good.
She tends to do that a lot. It's like something that's built into her life 2D. It will snap sometimes, but it's like it's a very special feature. That only
it's
she
got, it's
has.
It's got a calibration error, like it loses track of your face and just resets them to default position.
Right. Have you ever seen the when they go off camera and the thing moves by itself.
No.
It's fucking terrifying. I've seen one where like somebody goes to the bathroom or some shit and it'll just start looking around or like opening its mouth.
Oh god.
It's fucking unsettling. Have you played Hitman, Shava? I have not played Hitman. It is a series I have been interested in because I really like stealth games, but it is not something I ever really picked up. I've heard a lot of people say it's fun. I just feel like I would have a lot of trouble figuring out what is like the coolest way to kill someone outside of just, you know, putting a bullet in their brain or throwing a knife in their head. I know there's a lot
you
of like...
You have to make him slip on a banana peel and fall downstairs.
Yeah, that kind of shit. I feel like if I want to play the game without hints. You know, I want to play, like, kind of trying to, like, figure out, like, okay, how the fuck can I fuck this guy up, but without, but like, you know, doing it stealthy.
How can I fuck this guy out of being alive?
Yeah, but, and then I feel like if I played it without the hints, I wouldn't be able to fucking figure out how you do it. And then if I felt like, if I played with the hints, where it's like, hey, maybe this and this and this, and, you know, items are lighting up or whatever the fuck. I feel like I would kind of ruin the experience, so I'm like, I don't know if I should play with the hints or if I should just say fuck it and try to figure it out, but I feel like I'm too dumb to figure it out. Like, I think there's like a level where you have to like use a frog's poison on some muffins or some shit, and I was like, how would I even figure that out?
Oh, here, I gotta kill this guy, let me just pull out my blue dart frog.
It gets like more complicated than that. There's from watching my friend play it, there's a race car one where you have to do something to like set it up so the car explodes. Like something about the engine not working properly. But the steps that lead up to that point to replacing the engine is fucking complicated as fuck from what I recall. Maybe it's way easier than what I'm saying, and maybe that's completely incorrect. But I feel like I'd be so fucking dumb playing Hitman. I would just run up to the target and throw a knife in their fucking head and fucking bail at lightning speeds.
Straight up John Wick. Everybody's a fucking murderer.
It's fucking hilarious in that game, too. Just... Agent 47 is fucking hilarious. Like, as an assassin, the the sheer amount of skill you have to just consistently fucking hit people in the head with a knife is very fucking impressive.
He's trained for his entire life.
It looks like a lot of fun, though. It's probably one of those games that I'll pick up at some point in my life if I didn't have a backlog that just extended eons. That's some fucking cute-ass images in the thread. Fucking Delulu with the chamois bat.
Colonel, it seems the thread has been overwhelmed by waifu fags. We have to move on to a different topic. Let's talk about Dark Souls.
Oh, man. Oh, no. You don't want me talking about this. I'm about to make people sad. I'm about to tell them the truth, and I'm going to make them sad. Are you sure you want me to do this?
Go for it.
Is this what we need? This is a pretty good snake, by the way. It's not bad.
Thank you. Now, tell me about your favorite Dark Souls game.
It's 3. Oh. I like 3.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 makes me come. Let's see, where should I even begin with this? Do you have a personal favorite? I mean, I know you like Bloodborne, but like in Dark Souls in particular, do you give a fuck?
I think that overall I would say the first one, but I think 3 has some higher individual moments. Like, the moment you realize what the Soul of Cinder is just so fucking amazing.
Right, and then you get into the second phase, and the dun 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 starts playing, and then you realize, and yeah. Your eyes widen.
Yep.
Masaka. Yeah, it's a very satisfying moment. I just wish he had more health, because it's a little underwhelming when you're actually like familiar with the game. You realize it's very easy to get hits off on him.
Yeah. Although, I played with, like, a fucking short sword and a light shield the first time through, so I just straight up had to give up on Midir. I just couldn't do it. Like, I'd
really?
Exploit his,
yeah.
Like, timings, and I just...
I don't,
my
you know
fucking
what?
Sword is so short that I just whiff.
I really don't blame you, because Madeira is a shit fight. Madeira is a really fucking shit fight. In my experience fighting him, he is because I like to do a lot of co-op playthroughs with my friend, and every time we fucking go through the game, we get to Madeira, and I personally don't mind fighting him because I fought him so many times. I've gotten used to like his setup and everything. Like, I'll probably, if I'm by myself, I'll probably die to Madeira maybe 2-3 times before I'm like, all right, enough fucking around. Let me actually like get this shit together. But in the times that we've co-op that boss, because it already has so much fucking health, it is a fucking disaster to co-op with, because it is a never-ending fight. It is fucking absolute garbage. If you don't have like a lightning weapon or anything lightning to hit his stupid fucking fat head with before he has an autistic tantrum and starts shitting all over the place.
Fucking problem is the run back. That's what really filtered me. I did not want to have to do that run back with the elevator every fucking time.
Really? I think that's one of the nicer run backs. I want to say 3 in general has a lot of non-asshole run backs, which it does. And I kind of like that, because a lot of people are like, oh, you know, the part of the experience is fucking running back and having to fight the shit you already fought. I fucking hate that. That, honestly, I think that's fucking stupid. That just reminds me of playing, like, World of Warcraft, and every time we die to the boss, we have to run a fucking mile to get to the fucking, to get to the boss again. I really like it when it's like, hey, the checkpoint is right outside, and you're gonna just run straight to the fucking boss. And then that's it. You know, it's...
I appreciated that a lot with Gale. Gale being, like, one of the best parts of the whole franchise.
Right, there's no fucking around with it. It's just, yeah, hey,
you're
this
right
guy...
there. You run out and you fight his ass.
Yeah, this is... Hey, like, it's the game basically letting you know this is gonna be a tough fight, so you, like, we're just gonna put it right fucking here, and you're just gonna keep trying until you win. And I was like, okay, cool. This is dope. Somebody's saying you can always run past everything easily. Yes, you can, but when you realize that you're running past everything easily anyways, like, regardless of what the situation is, it's kind of like, okay, so why even have the fucking run back in the first place? Especially with, the princes. What? I forgot their fucking names. Like, Lothric
the devil
and...
princes?
Yeah, the fucking, the gay brothers.
Oh, the Lothric twins.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that whole staircase is just a reference to Demon Souls, but I run past it, because it's easy to. But yeah, at that point, it's like, why am I even doing that? I might as well just have a bonfire right outside the room, because...
Yeah, look, here's looking at you, Lady Maria.
Like, I don't mind, wait, which boss?
Lady Maria has the bonfire literally, like, in front of the door. Or I should say the lantern.
The lantern. Yeah, I should really play Bloodborne one of these days.
Wait, you haven't played it at all?
Wait, what? I beat it multiple times. Oh, okay. I fucking, it's hard to go back to, man, because you play everything at 60 FPS on the computer for a while, and then it's just like, fuck, man, I'm gonna have to play this shit in like 15 FPS and... It's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. It's a lot of fucking fun. It's just, it's like a huge strain on my fucking eyeballs. Like, you know, it hurts to look at it after a while.
I think I'm fortunate enough to, like, I don't notice that difference because I don't really do a lot of PC gaming. But I'm sure once we get the inevitable Bloodborne PS5 remaster or PC port, I'll start to notice it.
Here's the thing about that. I don't see them so. I don't.
You know what? Shaf? Oh no, he got hunted. I can't believe Shava got fucking killed by an invader. Rip. Oh no.
Oh no.
Alright, I'll confess. Shava said he wanted to play Hitman, so I figured I'd give him the authentic experience, and I killed him. There. I said it. Are you happy now? Well. Oh, it felt really good. I had a long-range rifle. Took him out. Somebody said the best Dark Souls fight is Artorias. Absolutely. Yes, it is. Oh boy. Dougal, do you own guns? Yeah, I do. I do, in fact, own guns. I have a 12-gauge shotgun and a 22 rifle, and I want to get either a pump-action shotgun or a pistol, but in my state, unfortunately, pistols are really hard to come by. Oh. Something happened. Let's see. Oh, Shava's like whole shit crashed. He is showing up as offline. Jesus. Woo. Well. Maybe Shava's in the middle of a respawn. I'll give him a minute to see if he comes back. Maybe his computer like restarted or something. Actually, he did just get done saying that his internet provider is ass, so maybe that's the problem. Let's see. Can you guys hear this background music? At all? You should be able to. Oh, now it's too loud? Okay. Let me turn it down. Okay. I turned it up just to make sure it was working. Well, I guess I'll answer some questions. Oh! Shop?
Hello, is this working correctly?
Yes. Sorry, okay. I had to kill you.
Fucking. My computer just turned off, so that was awesome.
Oh, was that a forced Windows update from the micro juice?
No, I actually don't. I don't use Windows 10. That's just my computer being shitty.
It's happened to me once or twice.
That wasn't even like a normal ass crash either. That was like a full on fucking blackout. That was it.
Somebody's asking me in the thread, what's my opinion on Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann? Gurren Lagann is like, it's probably my favorite anime of all time. Like, just absolutely. Like Madoka gives it a run for its money, but like, I adore Gurren Lagann. I think it's one of the finest anime ever made. It is pure, unadulterated, like, fun. The themes and messages come through crystal clear. The animation and character designs are fucking gorgeous. The music is top class. Like, everything about that show is good. And everyone should watch it. And that's it. Sean, are you alive?
Yeah, I'm alive. I'm here. I actually very much agree with that. I don't think much else needs to be said. For a show as fun as Gurren Lagann, it's like that thing that I think everybody should absolutely see. Like, even if you're not a big fan of mecha anime or anything like that, I think Gurren Lagann is so much more than that.
Yeah.
And I say that as someone who is not even like the I'm not a very huge mecha fan. I don't see a lot of mecha anime, and I'm like, oh fuck yeah, you know. If I see one every now and again, you know, it's because I just want to see some robots kicking each other's asses. But yeah. Gurren Lagann is just a fun show from beginning to end. I just think it's like really well done. I think it's it was a surprise when I first watched it. I remember being so fucking bummed out after episode 8. I remember fucking being so sad. And then it picked up again, and it picked up, and it picked up, and I was like, okay, you know what, fuck it, this is worth it, this is worth it, this is awesome, this is actually fucking great. And then the second arc happened, and then a lot of fucking things happened at the end of the series, and it was just really cool. I could tell that there was a lot of love put into that, and there was a lot of love put into the movies as well. I have a preference to the movies. I definitely prefer the movies more. They're a bit faster paced, but that's fine, because they assume that I mean, I shouldn't say that because it's not like I fucking know, but I would assume that they assume you watched the series first, and this is basically just a fancy rundown with new scenes, which I very much enjoy.
That's the best way to think about it, because if you haven't seen it, the movies do some things really, really fucking wrong. The gravest offense is that the fight between Shimon and Lord Genome literally happens off screen. They cram the four generals into one fight, and then Lord Genome is dead before the second movie starts. It's a fucking crime.
Yeah, it's pretty whack. I just remember the Lagan Hen movie really made up for it. Really yeah. Fucking made up for it. That entire final fight is so much cooler in the movie than it is in the anime. And a lot of people, here's something that I thought was interesting. A lot of people would say that, you know how in the anime, there's all the side characters, right, and they're all making their sacrifices and stuff near the end?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fucking stupid for them to just suddenly die like that without barely any impact. It's just like, oh, okay, shit's getting real, and now these characters are dead. I enjoyed them surviving in the movie because I don't believe they had a reason to die in the first place. It didn't feel impactful when it happened in the anime.
Only real death that feels earned is King Kitan.
Yes. Yes. I think the build-up to his sacrifice is really, really fucking cool. And it opens the path for everybody. And I feel like, okay, you know what? This one's fair. And this is like Kitan's way of just fucking, you know, not only making it up to everybody, but also just like showing everybody how it's fucking done, which I thought was fucking cool. And
agreed.
But for all the other characters, for the other characters that didn't have as many lines, for the goon squad, for the fucking all the goofy side characters, I'm glad that they didn't die in the movie, because it just wouldn't fucking feel right seeing these people who didn't even have screen time in the first place just getting bopped one at a time. It just didn't sit right with me. So I enjoyed seeing them survive in the movie, because like I said before, it didn't matter if they died or not. So it's cool to just see them kind of exist still and still be the fucking side goons at the end of the movie, even though your girl Nia fucking turns to stardust, which...
Oh, that was a brutal scene.
Which, dude, no matter who, like, I don't care what anyone says, man. I do wish there was, like, an alternate take on that scene where they decide to be hypocrites, where they decide to say fuck it and just use their power to, like, actually just say fuck it and bring her back. But they had the whole concept of staying true to your word, staying true that you don't actually, like, you become like the anti-spiral who just fucking had all this fucking power to do damn near anything. You gotta just own up to, like, being normal humans and just accepting things the way they are, which is, again, a fucking super mature way to look at it, because they had the power to play God. Yeah, like that Anand saying, don't play God. It's bittersweet as fuck, but it's also a good ending. It's also just, like, it's like, you know, it's making you think about everything that fucking happened that led up to this point to earn that peace. You can't just start playing God and becoming, like, the anti-spiral. And it was cool. It was cool.
Absolutely.
I think it's just a fucking great show, and it's fun. It's fun. Fun is, like, like I said before, I'm small brain, right? If I like something, I think it's fun. And if I don't think it's fun, then it's probably not good. So that's my review scale. Tengen Toppa Gurren Lagann is fun. So go watch it if you haven't. I believe it's actually really crazy to...
And don't forget the fucking, in the movie, the fist fight between the anti-spiral and Shimon.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
God, definitely an improvement.
Absolutely. That scene is so fucking... God, how do I describe it? It's so just beefy. Like, those punches and kicks they're doing to each other are just...
You feel every blow.
It's like, visceral as fuck. These guys are really trying to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
I remember the anti-spiral did his like little arm thing, right? Like the tendrils that reach out. And Simon just grabbed that shit like a reverse scorpion and pulled his ass in.
Yep.
And punched the shit out of him.
That's great.
I was very tense during that scene when I first watched that. And that's like a huge reason why I think the movie version is way better than the anime. Like, definitely watch the anime version first. But I have a huge fucking appreciation for that visceral as fuck fist fight scene at the end.
Were you around for it back when it was new?
I believe I watched it like the year after. I remember seeing the posts. I remember seeing the posts for Gurren Lagann on, like, people screenshotted a lot of the fun threads and the fuck Roshu and all that
yes,
shit.
Yes, Roshu which posting. Was, ignore Roshu
it's
posters.
A lot of,
support
it was,
Roshu
it's
posters.
A lot of fun to watch that, because, you know, I wasn't really, like, looking for threads at the time, because I was just watching anime. That was a time when I was, like, young and just trying to, like, fucking watch what I could. And I'm pretty confident I watched it in 2008, and I remember looking at those images and thinking, like, yeah, exactly, fuck Roshu. But, you know, Simon returns the favor real fucking hard and tells him to get his shit together. So it's all good.
The reason I say that is because I had a lot of fun with anime fans in, like, 2007 and 2010-ish era, where, like, you would constantly see people walking around with, like, the Gurren Don logo and, like, flags and shit. There was merch everywhere. It was a lot of fun. People really liked that show.
There's still merch for it, man.
Hell, that one fucking Bounty Hunter Yoko figure is still one of, like, the most expensive figures on the aftermarket.
Gurren Lagann is the reason why everybody is still looking. Everybody still looks forward to what Imaishi can do next.
Yes.
This is why
true.
So many people were fucking disappointed with Kill la Kill. And don't get me wrong, I had fun with Kill la Kill. Like, I wasn't expecting Gurren Lagann, and I don't think anybody should have expected Gurren Lagann. But I think like that whole show is the reason why people see what this guy works on, and they're like, "Fuck, I gotta check it out at the very least. At the very least, I gotta fucking check it out." Because if Gurren Lagann was that fucking fun, then some aspects of that fun are going to be in his other shows.
The problem with Imaishi, and the reason why I have issues with him, is that he is the most masturbatory creator on that fucking hemisphere. He's the
like
Japanese Quentin Tarantino. He constantly like flates himself over how good his work was. Like, everything he does is just like, hey, remember when I did Gurren Lagann? It was awesome. Hey, remember when I did Daikon 4? It was awesome. And it's like, yeah, I know. It was good.
You mean like
I watched
how
it.
The protagonist of Promare is fucking just a buffer Kamina?
Yep.
I think his stuff is, his stuff's just been... I don't want to say it... Okay, so I should probably clarify something here. I don't necessarily watch everything he fucking does. But based on everything I see, they all have charm to it. Like, there's charm to it. I never watched... What is that show that everybody fucking hated? What is
Boku
that
no
fucking
Pika?
Thing? No. Everyone loves that one.
That's true.
What is, God, it's the pink-haired bitch. What the fuck?
Oh, Darling in the Franxx?
Oh, yeah, Dancing in the Brendan Fraser. Yeah, that one. France. There it goes. Yeah, it just... Like, that's the one that I heard the most complaints about. Imaishi didn't have anything to do with that one? So, that was someone else. That was A1? Fuck, that shit had a lot of mecha garbage in it. I thought I was fucking Trigger. Okay, never mind.
They were partnered on the production.
Okay, alright, that's why I thought it was Trigger. Alright. It was barely Trigger. Alright, my bad. My bad on that.
Unfortunately, it still had the A1 curse of being like, oh, let's make our themes stupidly heavy-handed and all of our characters are brain dead.
That's a show I didn't watch because of... Well, maybe I should answer that question first. Do you like Zero Two? I think she's cool-looking. I think she's very cool looking and she looks like a fun character. Thing is, I haven't watched this series, so I don't know where that thought even fucking leads up. I remember Bacon liked the blue-haired chick a bunch. And there was a lot of shit posting about her, too, so it just looked like a fucking mess. But I remember seeing this show first and thinking, dude, I am not gonna fucking watch this. Not mainly because of the way they control their robots. I saw that, and don't get me wrong, there's a lot of fucking stupid shit in anime that you just have to, like, look off to the side and be like, oh, well, whatever, you know, that's just the way it is, right? The way they control the robots in that show is so fucking dumb that I will never be able to, like, get into it. So I just never watched it.
Well, that's the whole point. It's literally supposed to be a very, very heavy-handed metaphor for sex. Like, the whole premise of the show is that, like, humans are emotionless and sexless now, but, like, an experimental group of teenagers are, like, allowed to have sexuality, and, like, they basically need to be horny to pilot the robots. So they have them pilot doggy style. I am not kidding.
That's so fucking dumb.
It is. But it made for some good porn.
Oh, man. I never gave a fuck about that from day one. It doesn't matter how you explain it to me. Just, I saw the picture of them controlling the robot, and, like, I just saw it. And I was like, nah, I'm good. I'm good with that one, man. I'm cool. That looks dumb as shit.
Somebody and asked, Dougal, Daikon 4 was in 1983. Imaishi didn't even join Gainax until 1995. Why do you think he worked on it? I think, if I recall correctly, I think he was one of the animators on it, even if he wasn't officially part of Gainax. But if I'm wrong, maybe he's just referencing it. He references it constantly. There's a lot of shots that just directly call back to Daikon 4. There's Summon Gurren Lagann. There's Summon Kill la Kill. I mean, usually the shots of, like, characters surfing on something is, like, ride through missiles or whatever. Like, that shit's a direct Daikon 4 reference.
And that picture that somebody posted is great.
Of her getting fucked?
No. The one underneath that one.
Yep.
The one where you're not looking at your boring childhood friend, but you're looking at the new hotness.
Yeah. Well, if Imaishi wasn't working on Daikon 4, he was definitely, like, super, super influenced by it. Which is, you know, obvious. Everybody in the animation industry was. But, yeah. That's, good shit.
That's nice. What
else
are
we going to talk about now? I'm lost for topics. This is a lot of fun, but I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I like it too. I think we start trailing off and we're like, fuck, what do we talk about next?
Guke, give us some good topics. There has to be some burning questions you've wanted to ask us.
Some burning questions.
Have you watched Promare?
Have I watched Promare? I have not.
It's worth it. It's good.
Everybody says it's fucking good, so I mean, I probably should.
It's just, it's actually, you know what? It's like Gurren Lagann, and that it's just a lot of fun. It's just pure
fun. I've heard it's gay and fun. That's what I'm all about. Alright, that's what I'm all about.
It's Boku no Pico in the future.
Okay. I mean, that doesn't make it sound good, but okay.
With mechs.
What do you think of Eden Ring? I'm assuming you mean Elden Ring. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit until I see gameplay.
Yeah, that's my stance too.
It's like, oh cool, like, and I say this as somebody who enjoyed, like, From Software, like Dark Souls games and Bloodborne and Sekiro and all that shit. I'm not, like, super hyped for it until I see more of it. It's cool that they're announcing it.
Ironically, here's what I think. I think that the reason a lot of us are not that hype about it is the reason that they think we should be hyped, which is that they have George R.R. Martin doing it. Like, Martin is a fucking hack. I have no desire to see him working on anything. So, they're like, oh, it's a Miyazaki game with George R.R. Martin in it. It's like, yeah, but fucking... He sucks. Like, Miyazaki's incredible subtlety of lore and, like, injecting details into the world in subtle ways.
You're gonna make me
fall asleep.
Some of the coolest
shit about Dark Souls. George R.R. Martin is like, well, what if we fucking... you know, had dragons for a while in three books. I don't know. It sucks.
You know, I have never cared about the story in these games.
Oh, I love the lore, actually.
I'm a dude. I just pick up a fucking axe and I go hit things with it. Like, oh, there's a bad guy. Like, that's all it is.
I bet you kindled the flame.
In the first game I did. I did not do that in the second or third game. First game I did both endings.
Second game. Can you imagine not becoming the Dark Lord?
Yeah, I can, because if Dark Souls 3 is anything to go by, canon ending is linking the fire. I win. Dork, nerd, lore. There you go. That picture of Kanata squatting with Coco is a fucking disaster, by the way. Hey Shava, check out this webm. I think I've seen this before.
Don't check out this webm. That's a mistake.
No, I've seen this one before. This one's gross.
Why?
The fact that she sits on it, man.
Oh my god.
Vile.
Truly a mistake.
Yeah, if it comes to video games, man, I will say
that the choice of the scene where like the dude's face is like what the fuck sitting in the back seat. I will say good choice of a scene to do this to, but why would you do this?
For shit posting. Fire Force done by Trigger. Would have been interesting. You guys will never get an armored core ever again unless you sacrifice goats.
Don't say that.
Unless you sacrifice something that truly means a lot to you, you're not gonna get another armored core for as long as you live. What is your favorite ship?
Only quads can bring us a new armored core.
What's your favorite VN? I gotta be real with you, man. I don't really read a lot of them. So if we were going by just favorite visual novel, it's a hard question for me to answer because I've only played one, and then some video games that emulate visual novels in some way. My favorite visual novel, I don't know, probably Blaze Blue Continuum Shift. That was a pretty good visual novel. I don't know if anybody's ever played the Blaze Blue stories, but they're very focused on a visual novel format for a fighting game.
I tried, but you know what? I was too bad at fighting games to get to the visual novel segment.
That's pretty impressive, man, because they're pretty, like, retard mode in the story battles.
Not in the first game, because it's like you can only get on this character's route if you, like, win this fight with this character with an astral finish. And if you fail, you have to go back to the beginning.
That was I believe that was a thing they only had in the first game, and then they removed it for the second. I don't remember if it's still in the second game, but I remember there are, for, like, to get the 100%, right, you do need to lose certain battles to get, like, certain alternate endings or bad endings. Which I thought was interesting, because they didn't do that with the third and fourth games. And that's probably why I say the second game in particular, because that's when it had the most stories for each character and the most branching paths. And eventually, once you complete them all, there is like a true ending that shows up, which is pretty cool. But I just like being able to play through everybody's stories and hear these characters interact with each other.
I've seen some good porn.
What's up?
I've seen some good porn of the Blaze Blue games. There's where Makoto, the squirrel chick, is like held captive and raped by a tentacle monster until she gives birth to its offspring. It's pretty good.
Oh yeah, Arakune. Yeah, he's very popular. People don't like playing against him, actually. Unsurprisingly, because his entire gimmick is fucking bullshit to deal with. But from what I've heard from the people who actually play the game quite a bit, he's a fucking asshole to deal with. How do you feel about squirrel tits?
Pretty good.
That's good. It's pretty good.
Switching over the background music. Some Shabba, was can complaining you... that it was. Oh no, I said the A word.
Somebody's asking me if I could read.